First off, Michigan has business with Northwestern Saturday at the Big House. Johnny Borton, senior columnist, insider for the Wolverine.com. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Johnny.
How you doing, Mr. Simonson? Great to be with you, and thank you much for having me.
This Michigan season, what you were expecting before it began and where they're at going into that Northwestern game on Saturday, what has impressed you the most?
Well, what's impressed me the most is they meant everything that they said, that all the guys that I talked to in the offseason that said, look, we're not going to talk about it a whole lot, but things are changing, things are different. We're taking care of business behind closed doors. We don't care what people are saying on social media. We know what they're saying, but it's going to be different. It will be different this year. And the difference is, okay, you get to the midway point, and they've won as many games as a lot of people had them winning in the entire season. So they've underscored that difference. Guys like Aiden Hutchinson, guys like Josh Ross, the linebacker, guys like Cade McNamara coming back for his first year of starting at quarterback full time. These guys took charge in the offseason, said it's just not going to be the same, and they made a lot of commitments. Those guys up front making the run game go. They've got a whole lot of going for them, but at the same time, you hear them say, we haven't done anything yet. And they keep saying it and saying it and saying it. And I think they're going to keep saying it till they get where they want to go. The fact that they look at it that way probably helps them a long way towards getting there.
The biggest thing I noticed from the start, and I thought, okay, it's opening game, everybody's hype, but it's continued, is the visual. How this team looks like they're having fun playing together. Enthusiasm unknown to mankind, and not only the team, but the coaching staff on the sidelines, you can see that, and it's been that way really since, what, midway first quarter, late first quarter from that opener against Western?
Yeah, there's no question about it, because you saw it in Wisconsin with the jump around. You saw it in Nebraska when their backs were against the wall and they were still very excited. And you see it in 100 different ways that there has been a change in attitude. There has been a change in culture. It is a different team. Some guys stepped up and said, look, no more. It's not going to be this way. And part of that, you referenced coaches. I guarantee you there is, you got some butt kickers. Not that, you know, that players love, but that are going to get after people. The Mike Harts of the world, the Steve Klinkscales, a guy like Mike McDonald that they swear by in terms of his ability to diagnose plays. Guy after guy that came in here and we talked to, they're very impressive and they are making a difference. But you're right. It's a different feel for this team, and it's always easier when you're winning. That just continues to feed on itself, and they would obviously love to take care of business on Saturday and go into an undefeated showdown up in East Lansing.
John Borton from the Wolverine.com, senior columnist, insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Harbaugh. Seems like the Harbaugh we witnessed when he took over Michigan. And there is that lull, that downtime, where you heard rumblings about the team, coaches, cliques, everything. But Harbaugh coming back with that excitement, I think that's been another key factor to this midseason run.
Well, there's no doubt about it. There's, you notice the difference physically. He comes back in playing shape, playing weight, as he himself said. And, you know, he says he's always out there to give 100%, but, you know, these guys are human too, and they go through ups and downs, and they go through difficult times behind the scenes. But I know for a fact that he is really operating with a great deal of enthusiasm. Maybe felt like his back was against the wall last year after that team really bottomed out. He had to make some hard changes. He did so. And it's, yeah, Jim Harbaugh, no question, is a major part of this turnaround and one of the reasons that they're looking different on the field.
They haven't beat any big boys yet on their schedule. And after Northwestern, they'll get that trip to a top 10 team in Michigan State, the rivalry game, which with a win Saturday, it will be the biggest Michigan-Michigan State game going in we've ever seen. Are they a championship team right now when you look at them, not just watching a game, but stepping away, John, and you say Big Ten East champion, Big Ten champion, potential college football playoff team, what slot you have this current team in before we get to Northwestern?
I've got them in Big Ten championship contender. I can't say that they're going to win this the East or the championship until this team proves its ability to knock off an Ohio State. It has been too big a chasm, too big a gap. And whether that could be bridged this year, I don't know. I really don't until you see it. Will Mike McDonald's defense do something other than what Michigan defenses in recent years have done against Ohio State, which is get absolutely torn apart? You know, you can't be giving up 62 or 57 points to an Ohio State team and expect to win. Will they have the ability to hold the Buckeyes to high 20s or and score enough to win? I don't know that, and I won't call Michigan a likely Big Ten champion until I see it. And there's so many other factors. You dial it back. If Penn State gets Sean Clifford back, I mean, they would have been undefeated and won at Iowa had they not lost him. It will be extremely tough for this Michigan team to go out to Penn State and win. It'll be tough to go up to East Lansing and win. So I would say it's a dramatically different Michigan team. It's a team that should contend and go into Ohio State game with a chance for both making it to Indianapolis and to the playoffs. But until they get that done, they remain, the word potential is tagged to them, and it's still, until they do this, then there's a question mark and an asterisk.
Johnny Bourne, good to hear your voice again from thewolverine.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Before I let you go, this matchup with Northwestern, concern, anything about Northwestern where they could shock Michigan Saturday?
Well, the only concern is Michigan itself, because Northwestern has had a pretty rough season, and they're not the typical Northwestern team that you're going to see out of Pat Fitzgerald in recent years. That said, they knocked off Rutgers last week, and we all know what happened in the second half, Michigan and Rutgers. I guarantee you that Pat Fitzgerald is selling to his team, look, we just beat a team that gave this Michigan team all kinds of fits on its own field. We can be in this game. If Michigan for a moment is thinking about next week rather than this week, then all of a sudden somebody hangs around and you have a situation like Iowa found itself in a week ago. So I think it's really incumbent upon Michigan to jump on them early and just steadily move away instead of having one of those hang-around games.
Johnny, let's stay in touch. Enjoy that Northwestern game on Saturday, and we'll talk next week, and I'll get your pick in Michigan at Michigan State.
Sounds good, Billy. Thank you.
All right, Johnny Bourne joining us on the Meyer guest line, and Meyer proud to be longtime partners with the University of Michigan Athletics.